We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
So we had a really, really amazingly magical afternoon yesterday and cannot wait to share the story with you all about our first ever breaking and entering Christmas with the Jeff and Jen Show.
Man, if you have been listening to this show the past couple of weeks, you've heard this thing come together on the air. Basically just shared a idea that a friend of mine has done for 20 years where he finds a household that's not going to have Christmas. And he invades that household unbeknownst to the homeowners and gives them a Christmas. It's called Breaking and Entering Christmas. And he's done it for 20 years out in San Diego with the different radio stations he's worked at. And I said, Jen and I could do that. Our listen, we threw a wedding for somebody in one day. Remember that, Jen?
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners who come there. So I just threw it out there. I was like, yes. Would it take 2 days before Ackerman called us back?
Our friends at Ackerman Security heard the idea and they were like, we love this. We want to get behind it. And they embraced it fully. So they were the ones who took care of all the toys, went shopping. They got all kinds of different volunteers from their call center to come forward and wrap all the gifts for this family. They've just been super hands-on to make this possible.
And other people stepped up, and we'll explain how it all went. But here's what you need to know. We can't really, we're not going to have the family on. We can't really let you hear what the children's laughter sounded like when they saw this, but we did get a video. Yesterday, there was a cousin who knew what was going down, so filmed the kids coming home. But y'all, collectively, as the Jeff and Jen Show family, I think you changed the direction of three lives yesterday.
The family that we found is a single mom and two kids and one on the way. And you've probably heard us this week talking about her, but if not, you don't know yet that she's facing a couple of tough months ahead. She has a baby on the way. Baby's going to come early in January. And right after that, she's got to fight cervical cancer. So she's going to have surgery and chemotherapy. This is a hardworking mama who takes care of her kids and works so hard to make sure that they've got a roof over their heads and food on their plate. But she works hourly. So if she's not working, she's not getting paid. So knowing that she's got these 2 months ahead where she's going to have a newborn and a cancer battle, she's been saving every last penny to make sure that she can take care of just the basics. So when the holidays come around, that's all the extras. So she's not going to have the extras this year. We found her through an organization called Chris 180, and they said you couldn't help a nicer mom. You couldn't help a better family than this one.
Yeah, and if I'm going to try to explain the before, Jen, and then I'll let you and Janine explain the after.
Okay,
so we get to their house yesterday afternoon. Everybody gathers in the parking lot. We open the door, and it is a very basically decorated apartment. There are Bible scriptures on the wall that got Jen moved. What was the one that you saw when we first walked in?
There's a chalkboard that had a quote on there about how God provides, and I just immediately started crying.
So there's a little living room with just a couple of couches. There's a TV, and the kitchen had, you know, the normal kitchen stuff, but the refrigerator was pretty empty, right? And then you go upstairs, and mom has a room, and daughter has a room, and son has a room, but son doesn't have a bed. So he would sleep at night. He would have a room to spend time in, but he would sleep at night with his sister or with his mom, but he's never had a bed, and he's, 5 or 6 years old. He's never had a bed.
She's been saving for a bed for a while.
So the before picture looks like all these people from Ackerman and from DNS Plants who did the decorating and from Chris 180 and from A Dinner Affair filing in, right? Think of a clown car, just filling this space with people, and somebody gets to work upstairs building a bed. somebody gets to work putting up a Christmas tree. JP gets to work. We won't tell Heidi, but JP started cleaning out the refrigerator.
I told my mom and she got so mad at me. She's like, you did it for a stranger out of the goodness of your heart, and you didn't do it for your own mother who gave you life.
JP and our street team are scrubbing the inside of the refrigerator to make room for this food from a dinner affair. And Janine and Jen are organizing literally a mountain of gifts. And that's the before.
And the after is just this gorgeous, I mean, Christmas scene, from the tree to the decorations. The kitchen counter had snow on it with little gingerbread houses the kids to put together and decorate. To a mountain of groceries that will help take care of this family for the next month. It was all stacked up. So all kinds of different foods there. Dinner Affair literally stuffed the refrigerator and the freezer full of meals. This is fresh ingredients that you put together and make a meal. So it's all the recipes right there and all the things you need. You just put it together and you've got a delicious warm dinner right there. They stacked the refrigerator and the freezer. So even when she's going into treatment, and they left a gift card behind so that if she's in the midst of treatment or with the newborn, she can just call them up and have more meals delivered right to her front door.
And Janine, what happened when you went upstairs and turned to the right?
I saw the kid's room and he had a bed and I'm already losing it. I'm so sorry. Yesterday was so emotional and beautiful. Like, we gave a kid a bed and a crib and a stroller and all of this stuff. And, you know, I'm putting the presents under the tree and remembering what each of them was and seeing it on the list, like seeing all of it come together, like at the end of it, I kind of lost it.
No, you really lost it.
I kind of held it together for most of it. But by the end, you saw everything come together. And it just made me realize how much this job is, like, it's incredible what we can do. And what everyone came together to put together for this family, who's just like, there's too many families that kind of have to deal with this. And to be able to help at least one is the most beautiful feeling I've felt in a really, really long time. And for the last week or so when we've been doing this, having people call up and just asking what they can do, having someone offer to pay for her rent, seeing all the messages on Facebook, like, what presents can we cover? What can we do to help you? How can we, like, help other families with this? And just seeing how far that it could go. And, like, when I was little, my mom would always find at least one person in the grocery store around Christmas time that may be down on their luck and always paid for their groceries. And I grew up thinking, like, one little thing could really make someone's day. And then seeing that video yesterday of the kids, who's just, their minds exploded. It was so beautiful what we did and what everyone could do. And I just wanted to say thank you, like, to everyone who made this possible, because this is a great, like, I am sobbing on the radio. But it's amazing what we did and what everyone came together. And to all the listeners, thank you for everything that you offered and for every, oh my gosh. Okay. I'm just going to keep rambling, but just thank you.
It is.
This job is incredible.
Anonymous situation where we're not going to tell you who the family is or share pictures of their home or share pictures of their kids. But like Jeff said, we got a video sent through mom last night of the kids going into the house when they got home from school and just absolutely running around like crazy and screaming and going, oh, mommy, oh, mommy, oh, mommy. And it was so, so sweet. Oh, it was so awesome.
I want to do it every day.
And we don't tell them it was us. They don't know. They don't know it was us. And if they call to ask, we're going to deny. Okay? So this is the true work of the Ackerman Security Elves and all of our Jeff and Jen Show family of listeners who came together to make this possible. Thank you so much to DNS Plants. I mean, those women had a plan, and their plan looked like Pinterest. And they made this whole home just sparkle. It was beautiful.
You know when you go to the mall and Santa is there and you get to give your list to Santa? Their house looked like the area where Santa sits.
Yes.
That's exactly what it looked like.
Oh, it was just gorgeous. Stockings were hung and wreaths and twinkling lights and, like we said, the little gingerbread houses and Santa Claus. And it was just awesome for a family that is about to face a pretty tough journey here in the next couple of months. We definitely, and you, our Jeff and Jen Show family, made this possible. It's just awesome.
There's a lot of time before Christmas. Think we can do it again?
Yeah, I think we could.
I think we should. I mean, Jimmy
really?
Volunteered to. She's like, I'll do it.
Oh my God,
day.
I would do the whole thing.
And we'll get right on that. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.